With NPR News in Nashville, this is 90.3 WPLN. I'm Jason Moon Wilkins. Most of the marathons that happen in the U.S. don't actually involve running.
It is time for the Shred-a-thon.
This is the 11th annual Sigma Chi Hot Tub-a-thon.
It's time for the Beard-a-thon.
Microsoft's global Skype-a-thon.
And Nashville has become home to a stand-up comedy-a-thon. Nonstop jokes for more than a week. Kevin Gotkin is a researcher who studies precisely these kinds of wacky endurance events, and he's been trying to figure out what draws in participants.
Decades before Jerry Lewis stayed up all night with his telethons, there were stunts of flagpole sitting and dancing that sometimes lasted weeks. For over a year now, I've been cataloging events like these, from bowl-a-thons to swim-a-thons to haircut-a-thons. And that's how I learned about the Broken Record comedy show.
Hey everybody, welcome to the East Room!
The title of the show is itself a joke, playing off the idea that comedy lasting so long must eventually sound like a broken record. But the event is also trying to break the record for the longest stand-up show by multiple comedians. On a Sunday morning, people fill a small venue in East Nashville to kick off 8 days.
Oh, who's ready for jokes at 5 a.m.? Oh, the best idea! I can't even do that crowd worky thing where it's like, man, this is a dumb idea, right? It's like, we all know.
That's DJ Buckley, and the Comedy-thon in its second year is his brainchild. Last year, they almost doubled the existing record from 80 hours to 184 hours. Now they want to one-up themselves.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy, you guys. 5 a.m.
The audience comes and goes, stopping at the bar for food and drinks or retreating to a few couches with blankets. On stage, performers rotate.
You know what I love? When you see a business that obviously used to be a Taco Bell.
The organizers adhere to the guidelines established by the Guinness Book of World Records, and most of the producers' time is spent checking and double-checking that they aren't in violation. But just after 11 p.m. on the second day, one of the show's producers, Chad Ryden, takes the stage.
Thank you very much, everybody, for being here. I appreciate you. But I gotta tell you, I f***ed up the show. Here's the rules. You have to have.
According to Guinness rules, no comedian can perform twice within 4 hours. And Chad accidentally sent someone to the stage 10 minutes too early.
Here's the reality of the situation, though. It doesn't matter, you guys.
They decide to start over.
When I found out we were going to do 2 extra days, I just started crying.
Oh, really?
I love it.
That's Mary J. Berger, another producer of the show.
I love the festival, but I was kind of like, no, no, no.
This is the most mysterious aspect of these endurance feats. Why do something you love to the point that it becomes agonizing?
Everything just kind of runs together.
A few nights after the clock starts over, comedian Nerado Moore has just finished a 2-hour set.
We started at 5 o'clock in the morning. It was dark. So I saw the sunrise Sunday morning, then watched the sunrise Monday morning. But because I had seen 2 sunrises, it felt like I had been here for like 3 days. I was like, nope, it's been one.
So, but it doesn't like wear on you as you go on? Like you still feel kind of upbeat even like 9 days in?
Yeah, because it's fun, man. It's like a summer camp for adults.
People said this a lot.
Yeah, it's like having it's like summer camp almost.
Because it was like a summer camp type feel.
And so here it's like summer camp.
The thing about camp is that no one wants it to end. But if camp went on forever, it wouldn't be so special. On the afternoon of the final day, Chad gets the thank yous started.
I want to give it up to all of our sponsors.
The audience looks tired but happy. After checking the time carefully to make sure they've gone just 5 minutes over their own record, the show ends in the simplest way.
Thank you!
People who organize marathon feats can have a hard time explaining exactly what motivates them. On the show's website, the tagline in large font says, "The greatest, dumbest thing we've ever done twice." But Chad Ryden says it's more than that.
I mean, ultimately, it's just a comedy show. And to do a 10-day long comedy show is dumb. There's no getting around that. But I always wanted to create something that was for creativity and for fun and for the love of comedy. And I think we did that.
It's an explanation that we'll have to do. Perhaps thons, whatever the variety, are like jokes in this way. And explaining a joke, as author E.B. White once said, is like dissecting a frog. You understand it better, but the frog dies in the process. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Kevin Gotkin.